This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Dial it correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. You know, just before the broadcast, Nathan said, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's connected. And I said, attaboy. Now, why did I say that? Well, when I was in banking, if someone did something really, really good, and it was difficult to do, and they had problems doing it, the human research department had they had a rubber stamp, and it was about 8.5 by 11, and it said, attaboy. They had another one, just like it said, attagirl. So if you did something really good, you'd get called down to human research, and they would present you with an attaboy. That's the best they could do. They couldn't give you a raise because there was no raises going on back then. But you could get an attaboy if you did something exceptional. And we had a little bit of difficulty connecting with Dr. Richard Allen Miller this morning. And 8 seconds before the broadcast, Nathan says, we have Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And I said, attaboy. And that's where that came from. So, well done. Thank you, Nathan. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning. That's a different kind of pitch that you normally. And here, I like how you do the wind-up.
Yeah.
That's a radio thing.
Well, I hope this hasn't gone out on the air, but normally I connect right at the top of the hour. And there are 6 studios at Genesis Communications Network. And they're open. They're all in one room. And so the guys wear headphones, but they have overhead speakers so they can listen to what's happening. And I connect and I say, I'm here. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm here. Anybody home? Hello? Anybody home? And so I think on purpose, the engineers enjoy watching me flounder or listening to me flounder and ignore me.
where are the actual studios physically located?
They're in Minnesota. They're in Minnesota.
Minnesota. Uh-huh.
Yep. So when you connect, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, you're connecting to Minnesota, and so am I. And what happens is, in your case, the engineers would call you on the phone at top of the hour. And at exactly top of the hour, I'm connecting with the engineers and I'm letting them know I'm here. And sometimes, you know, they have fun ignoring me. And when it gets closer to broadcast time, you know, I'm looking at an atomic clock here in the studio. So I know exactly what time it is, and I know exactly when we're going on the air, and I know exactly how much time we have left before we go live. And sometimes I'll say, you know, as the clock is winding down to broadcast, you know, that very second, and I haven't heard from the engineers because I think they're testing me to see what I'm going to do.
Of course, the amount of technology involved connecting Missouri with Oregon and Minnesota. Itself is staggering. And less than 100 years ago would have been seen as witchcraft. You know, psychic talking, breaker 1-7. Come on, that's ESP 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And well, to make it even more complicated, I have several screens in front of me. I have multiple computers running the studio here, and I have one screen to my left which shows the connection. And I can look at the statistics that will show me, oh, the latency, the jitter, you know, the packets that we're sending across the internet from our studio here in Missouri to Minnesota. So I can watch that, and I can look at the delay. So right now, there's a delay between me and Minnesota of 63 milliseconds. So almost no delay. That's great. Sometimes I can see the delay at 1,500 milliseconds or 2,000 milliseconds. And what that tells me is there's, you know, at 2,000 milliseconds, that's 2 seconds. So I have to, when I speak, I have to anticipate that it's taking 2 seconds for my voice to get to the network, and then it takes a little bit more time to get to the instructor. So I have to anticipate that so we don't talk on top of each other, because we could easily do that. So I have one screen that tells me that, and I can click a tab that will show me the audio metering, so I can look at the view meters on a digital display, you know, kind of like the meters that you would see in a broadcast studio if they're analog. So I choose to have an analog-style meter on the screen so I can watch the modulation of the signal coming from my studio to GCN, and I can look at the modulation coming from GCN to me. So that's one thing I can look at. Then I need to look at, you know, the stories that we're going to be talking about, and sometimes I write my notes on a text file, and I put it in front of me. Sometimes I'll have a screen that will let me look at articles that an instructor may say, have you seen? Or I'll do a little bit of research during the breaks. So I have the screen for that. And then I have a third screen that shows me the callers. So, for example, I see all the lines that when a caller calls in, I can see when that call started, how many minutes and seconds that caller's been on hold, and I have three buttons. I actually have four buttons, but I only use three of them. One button, and this is per line, and there are many lines. So I have one button that says hold, and I can click that with my mouse. I have another button that says air, which means put that person on the radio live. And then another button that says drop. And then in the middle of those buttons, I have a box that lets the engineer who answers the phone, who says, good morning or good afternoon, hello, this is USA Prepares. What is your name, first name, and where are you calling from, and what would you like to talk about? And what he will do is he'll type in this box, Mark the Spark from Pennsylvania, and he wants to talk about the Veterans Affairs, something like that. And so the minute I see that, I can see how long he's been on hold, and I can, at the right time, click the button that says air and put that caller on the air. Now, if the caller were to do something that I didn't like, I could do one of two things. I could put that caller on hold and you wouldn't hear him until I released him, or I could hit the drop button and just disconnect the call. Now, why do I have that? Well, let's say a caller calls in and, you know, wants to talk about something that's way off topic. And we've got a full class scheduled, and we don't have time for that. I can say politely, you know, I really appreciate your call, but we're not talking about that now. You can call back another time. Or if the caller decided to go into a profanity-laced tirade, the second that happens, he gets put on hold. And then I make sure that I explain to him that that's unacceptable, and then I hit the drop button. But that's never happened. I've never had to do that. So, but other broadcasts, and let me just, since I'm sharing this with the class, I believe that other national broadcasters, and I'm not talking about anyone on Republic Broadcasting Network, nor am I talking about anyone on Genesis Communications Network. I'm talking about the guys that you see all over the AM dial or the FM dial. Okay? I believe they have callers who are scripted, and the caller may call in and say, hey, I just love you. You are the best. You know what? If it weren't for you, I wouldn't know how to think. So thank you so much for telling me what to think. And, boy, I would be so much trouble if it weren't for you. And then the host would say, oh, well, thank you very much. It's just, you know, wonderful. And then the caller says, well, let me ask you this. You know, I really appreciate your position on such and such, but here's my question. And then the caller asks the question. And then that's the last time you hear that caller speak. So I believe it is set up to deliver a talking point. And then the host talks and talks and talks for maybe 8, 9, 10 minutes. They go into a break, but you never hear the caller again. I believe that kind of radio is scripted. And I don't believe anyone that's associated with me, nor GCN, nor Republic Broadcasting does anything like that. But I believe that the well-known names are more inclined to do that. I'm talking about the big, big, big names. Not the best names, just the big names. So does that make sense, Rick, what I just said?
Well, you know, we're way more spontaneous, and especially today, because normally you call me, you lay down about 3 or 4 topics that you'd like to talk about, and then we never get back to them.
Yeah. Well, in but, 6 years of that,
right.
I mean, why would
that's
we break?
Usually, how it goes today. Sandy called and said, "You're running a little late. You'll be there shortly, and we'll just wing it." Well, that's all we ever did or do, anyway, as I remember it. So,
oh, yeah.
You know what? What is it? Would you'd like to talk about today? What? Oh, I have a topic.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there so much Trump bashing? You know, Trump's a buffoon and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, really, he is. We've already discussed the fact that it's an embarrassment whom they are offering to run for president. You know, the candidates you get to choose from. That in itself is an embarrassment. But why this moment, last week, there is so much Trump bashing? What is that about? Is it that he has polarized America more than any other president? Because it would seem to me that there is a wider schism today on his approval or disapproval of, you know, as a president. I have never seen such lines being drawn. Is that the right word? Somebody is insisting to try to call me, and this is the fourth time they've called, and I won't answer the phone while I'm talking to you. And that is kind of rude because it's not even 8 o'clock yet.
We have a rule around here. Don't call before 9. You know, I'm talking about not radio related, but don't call the house before 9 and don't call the house after 9. Other than that, it's okay. But we think it's rude also to call before 9 and to call after 9. We'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Ricky asked about Donald Trump. You know, it's possible. And I've seen rumblings and I've seen articles on the internet about how if Kavanaugh is on the Supreme Court, Donald Trump may implement martial law. And if he does, the reason would be he would need to do that, according to some of these articles, that would enable him to arrest the traitors, the leakers, like Hillary Clinton and, you know, Barack Hussein Obama and others of that ilk, and ultimately restore the United States to what it used to be, you know, where I'm talking about the 1950s and the 1960s, where we were proud to be Americans. You know, during the Barry Satoro years, the dark years of the United States, not because he was black, just because it was ugly to be an American during those times. People hated it. People were buying guns. They were afraid that, you know, Barry and the bandits were going to come to their house and steal their property. And he's had executive orders to commandeer whatever he wanted, or to take whatever he wanted, or whatever the government wanted. If they wanted to farm, well, they were going to take it. And he signed executive orders to confiscate communications, fuels, food, everything you could possibly think of. And, you know, should there be an emergency or a need to steal from we the villagers? And people were afraid, and rightfully so, And Hillary, you know, she's the gal who wants to steal your water. She wants to put a meter on every well. You're not getting my well. I mean, I bought and paid for my ground the hard way. I didn't steal money. I earned it the old-fashioned way. Paid taxes on it where due, that kind of thing. Of course, I don't like paying taxes. I'm one of the few people I think that would admit I hate paying taxes. I hate it. I'll do it because I've got a gun to my head. But if I had a choice, I wouldn't. I wouldn't volunteer
to pay taxes. I saw an article last week that actually did a study, and today we pay more taxes than we do on food and rent.
Food and clothing is what I read, but yes.
Food and clothing, yes. Food and clothing. Uh-huh. We spend more per year on taxes than we do food and clothing. That's correct. Now, that should be an alarm system going off on the over-regulation of things. And does that mean I'm a Republican or a Democrat? The whole concept of a republic and a democracy has been skewed to such a level that I can't even answer my own question anymore. And I don't understand what it all means. I'm trying to be a really good citizen, and I don't understand politics. I just am real good in a laboratory. And that's where I belong. I wouldn't dream of trying to. It's so convoluted that science, in that sense of it, is so much simpler. And yet, science and religion are basically the same cut from opposite ends as a closed system. And I'm looking at what's going on in our country right now, and the anger and the despair and all the key words that one would place that we would not be experiencing if we were at war. And I'm wondering why. And that's like, I'm a simple person in that sense of it. I'm not complex in terms of knowing. Like when you just talked about the laws with Obama, I was familiar with Agenda 21 because that was in the headlines, but all the rest of this, I had no idea. I know that they have so many different laws today to regulate how they can have access to your sovereign ground, the property that you're supposed to own. That's why a lot of the people were moving to Costa Rica, because in Costa Rica, you have maritime law on your property. You can do pretty much what you want to do on your own land.
Yeah, and we're losing freedoms by the second. We're being spied on by the second through our cell phones. They're even spying on us with those signs that say, here's the speed limit, here's your speed in bright orange display. They're even having license plate scanners hidden in those machines. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As U.S. senators read the latest FBI interview summaries concerning sexual assault allegations against the Supreme Court nominee, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's looking at it with an open mind.
Everyone has asked, what's it going to say? How am I going to react? In truth and fairness, I have no idea.
The interviews concerning Brett Kavanaugh sent over to the Senate by the White House before dawn today. Senators are allowed to read the summaries, but are not supposed to discuss publicly what the summaries say. The White House says nothing was uncovered in the latest FBI interviews that should keep Kavanaugh from being confirmed. One police officer was killed, six others injured in a shooting yesterday while they were trying to serve a warrant at a home in Florence, South Carolina. The suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you
God, you're... Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, I mentioned that those machines that you see along the roadside that say speed limit 35, your speed, you know, 32, 41, and it lights up as each car or light truck or vehicle approaches to let you know what your speed is. And, you know, it's kind of nice, except you're being blasted with radar. And, you know, that's kind of dangerous in itself. Or if you happen to be on the curve where that thing is pointing, your house, your business is being blasted with radar. a known cancer-causing frequency. But now what's happening is companies in California and the East Coast have been asked to develop a method of concealing additional equipment in these machines. So it was once, here's your speed, you know, maybe you might want to consider slowing down because children are playing in this area or something like that. You know, speed limit 25, school zone, you know, slow down as the, you know, you pass because child may chase a ball in the road or something like that. But, you know, it could be as innocuous as that. But now the equipment is being outfitted with additional capabilities concealed within the boxes, and that is the license plate reader. So now the machine, I'm talking about the big bad machine, the blue plague, if you will, the politicians, if you will, have agreed and requested that these machines be outfitted with license plate scanners that record and transmit who's going where and when. So not only when you go to the gas station to fill up your tank and use your credit card, they've got you on surveillance. They see you coming in. There's a time stamp and a credit card recording at the instantaneously transmitted to the credit card company that's authorized the use of your credit or debit card, so they know who's at the pump. They know that when you were there, they know what you bought and at which pump. And also, as you drive through town and you go through these radar speed detection boxes that tell you what your speed is, they also know your vehicle, who it's registered to, and the time and the direction of travel. They know all that. Now, all of this, I'm sure, is being aggregated into databases for use in the future. And if you watch television, you'll see, even something as harmless as NCIS. They illegally search phone records. They track people through their cell phones. They want, you know, where's he going? Oh, he's on Highway 57, and he's traveling east at 42 miles an hour, 52 miles an hour, that kind of thing. They are watching our every move, and I hate it. As a matter of fact, when I wash my vehicle, I don't have time to wash my license plates. And one day I left them out in the, I don't know what I was thinking. I've got a gravel driveway. And I left them out, and they got run over again and again. And now they're all banged up. It's a shame. Someday I'll probably have to replace them. But, you know, they're all scratched and dented and banged up, and they don't look as good as they used to. And so, to prevent further damage, I don't wash them. I wash the rest of the vehicle, but I don't wash them because I don't want to damage them anymore. Rick, I don't like it.
Yeah, there's the invasion of privacy and the idea of profiling you so that now an AI, like a third-generation D-Wave, can actually, with just a little bit of data input, know what you're going to do 28 minutes before you do. They're already using this in crime detection in different cities. Chicago has two different barrios that are now using this as a preventive crime thing, where they predict there's going to be a robbery at this corner within the next 10 minutes. They can do that.
I don't have a cell phone, but I think that this technology is absolutely brilliant. So the guy or gal who developed this needs an attaboy or an attagirl. And let me read this to you. This is on dailymail.co.uk. And there's an app for a cell phone. And it says, quote, "Hey Siri, I'm getting pulled over." iPhone owners now use new shortcut app in iOS 12 to automatically record cops. So a savvy iPhone user developed a way to record police using this shortcuts app. It's called Police. The app is called Police. And users trigger it by saying, "Hi Siri, I'm getting pulled over," which will send a contact of your choosing a text. Pause your music and turn on Do Not Disturb mode. It sends contacts your location and records video using the front-facing camera of your iPhone. Once users stop recording, it sends the video via text and uploads it to Dropbox. So what happens is now you can record how polite the law enforcement guys and gals are, you know, the guys that wear those blue and black costumes, and they have guns, and they, you know, interrupt your travels, those guys. You can now record them by saying, if you have operating system 12 on your iPhone, and you have this app called Police, you can say, "Hey Siri, I'm getting pulled over." And now your camera and your microphone will record what is happening and then send it to Dropbox.
One of the issues that I have in Oregon is the level of brightness of the police cars, blue and red flashers. They are so bad here in Oregon that they literally hurt your eyes. You can't look at them. They hurt. That, why are they doing so bright? Well, they want to be able to be seen. The problem is, it's a type of bullying. But I don't know if you understand what I'm really trying to say.
When absolutely, I do. Absolutely.
The brightness of it is actually, it hurts my eyes. Why?
There's nothing. Well, it seems obvious to me, Rick. I believe you're right about the bullying. But in our neck of the woods, not only is it blue and red, but white. So there's three colors, and the blue is piercing blue. The red is piercing red.
Well, it's hard to advise. There's already a study that is out that shows that that blue light is damaging your eyes, which means that I have a legitimate physics point on the changing their level of glare. And when I say that, I mean literally. Even the ambulances don't need that kind of thing. And they don't have it. It's the police cars that do.
I believe that.
I don't know about other states. Oregon, it's terrible. I mean, it's so bad, you literally cannot look at the light. It hurts your eyes so badly. This is an indium bandwidth, and I can prove that it's damaging your eyes, literally damaging your eyes. I can prove that, which means, how dare them?
Now let's talk about this for a minute, Rick. So these lights are piercing, red, blue, white. So piercing that you can't think of anything else. If you are being pulled over by one of those guys, that light, I believe, overwhelms almost all of your senses. To the point
it does.
To the point where anyone who is being detained by the guys in costumes is unable to function at their normal level. I believe
Here's the second part of this whole thing. The serve and protect part of being protected when they're pulling something over, that's an argument. The second part of it is not. And why now more than any other time? That has led me down a rabbit hole of study. And I'm watching the level of relationship. You know, mostly the police here are not serving. There's few people that do this, but mostly it's about incomes and preying on certain kinds of behavior. And it isn't all of it, it's specific, like speed traps. And years ago, when the state police were going to set up a speed trap near Medford on the freeway, the newspapers would give you advance warning of the locals to let you know when the speed traps were going to be in place. Today, I can tell you up near Eugene, for example, Colberg, which is a little suburb on the outside, trolls not patrols. They troll that whole corridor in Eugene, going through on I-5 specifically to fund their little town. And I have, there's nothing I can do about it. I remember one cop pulled me over, and I got a ticket for being 6 miles over. Now, that's generally an arguable one, and they'll throw it out of court because you can prove that the variances of speed limit and the type of tire you're using and the pavement is such that you have a margin of error in terms of your odometer or speedometer. And really, actually, it is. That's why it's usually 11 miles over before they start to consider you speeding. But Coburg does not, and has a reputation in the state of Oregon as being a speed trap area outside of Eugene, and they patrol the Eugene area to support the small town. I had a judge once that I took all the way to Portland in challenge on that, and he got away with it because I had him county candidate say I can't find that.
Let's talk more about this when we come back. I've got some numbers. I've got some thoughts. I'd like to comment on what you've just said. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. That's RichardAllenMiller.com. We're talking about costumes and guys and gals with guns and costumes.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal,
will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. So, Rick, I object to speed traps. I think the police, if they want to discourage speeding, they should make their presence known by just being in a black and white style police car that you can see, and people will see them and they can observe, and rather than sniping. And what happens here toward the end of the month or the end of the ticket contest date, the law enforcement types will be hiding where you can't see them. And I remember Janet Reno saying that, she gave us very good advice, and she said, if you see something, say something. And I know what she meant by that. She meant, like, if I see something dangerous, I should warn people. I know that's what she meant, because she said, if you see something, say something. So when I see, and this is 100% of the time, when I see a police car sniping, I warn the oncoming traffic approaching the sniping police car that there's danger ahead. I warn them that they probably can't see this car and they might accidentally run into it. And I don't want anybody to get hurt. So I just flash my lights, on my turn signal, you pull it back and it flashes the high beams. So I flash my turn signal by pulling it back. Flash the high beams, flash the high beams, flash the high beams. I give two or three flashes to each car that approaches within, let's say a mile or a mile and a half, to let them know that they might accidentally, run into this guy if he pulls out quickly, because it's dangerous. You can't really see these cars that are hiding. And to further connect the dots or put an exclamation point on this, I was at a gas station. I was filling up my tank in my truck, and there was this really nice, expensive, fully decked out SUV. I mean, brand new. It didn't even have dust on it. And two cops got out. And I said, wow, that's something else. Jeez, wow. I was in awe of this. Had to be $60,000 at least. I mean, that's empty. That's without all the doodads and dumaflachis and, you know, accessories that were in there. I'm not talking about the guns and all that. That's extra. I'm sure this thing was $60,000, and they just picked it up. And they were going to take it back towards St. Louis, where they were going to deploy this thing. And I said, wow, you know, you can hardly see. This is a police car. And then the guy who was there with his buddy said, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm the police chief, and this is called the ghost package. We got the ghost package. Is this cool or what? I said, wow, that's something else. Ghost package. Okay? Now, let me fast forward. So we have caller ID here at the farm, and every once in a while we get a call that says, police. No kidding. And I know who it is now. And it's this guy who calls me and comments on things that we talk about. And he's very interesting. Seems like a really nice guy. I've invited him to be on the air with us, and he's declined every time that I invite him. And I say, you'd be really good. And he said, no, I don't think so. I said, no, you'd be really good. So I said, it says police on the caller ID, and he goes, yeah, yeah, I'm a cop. I'm a peace officer. So, wow, okay. Do you listen to us on the radio? And he said, every day. Uh-oh. So, he listens every day. And so I said, well, how do you feel about what I say about law enforcement? He said, you're absolutely right. I'm absolutely right. That's what he said. I said, well, another time he called, I said, do you have any friends at work? He said, not many. Not many. So, there's probably one guy. One guy. And I've been saying that 99% of the cops make the rest look bad. And he just might be that 1% that's trying to do the right thing. And he hates writing tickets. He doesn't want to do it. I guess he's not going to win the contest, the ticket contest. So, there's a cop who agrees with what I've been saying. Can you imagine that? Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back. And I've got some questions about physics. And I'm sure he's got a lot to say. RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.